This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Because this is what humanity will need during Mother Earth's transition. That I, everyone and everything needs that I. Love, Master Shah teaches that love melts all blockages. That I melts them instantly. All you have to see is what happens when Master Shah is on stage. He is giving that I to all of us. Instantly, he transforms people's blockages. Unconditional love heals and transforms. That I removes major disasters, major challenges. Instantly, I removed from the people who are receiving it. When people experience that I, they want more, so they come back. That's why Master Shah says, you don't have enough people, you know, the temples are empty, your workshops are empty, not enough that I. Not enough that I to touch the hearts of the people coming. So the first thing all of us have to do is we have to develop our da'ai. How big is your da'ai? All of us are using, are measuring, you know, are we touching the hearts of our students? Are we touching the hearts of other divine channels, of the divine channels in training, of new people, universal servants, maybe community partners? But is your da'ai big enough to help war veterans who are suffering from PTSD, who cannot afford to take any risk of opening their hearts, because the moment they open their hearts, they could go into a PTSD episode. And then where do they end up? Hospital. They give them more drugs. So they hold everything so tight, so tight. But the pain is right underneath the surface. Is your da'ai big enough to help former and current prisoners? Is it big enough to transform the raw anger that they have, the deep distrust of humanity, the intense fear that they have? Is it big enough to open their hearts that have been hardened? Is it big enough to help 14-year-olds who are going to jail for killing their family members? Is it big enough to help the dying? Because what they need is the greatest love to quickly transform and heal all aspects of their lives before their time runs out. Is it big enough to help their caregivers who need that I? The resentment, the bitterness, the loneliness, the fear, the anxiety, the sense of overwhelm. All the mixed feelings. Is it big enough to transform the lives of the homeless, the mentally ill, the emotionally imbalanced, the drug addicts, the gun, the gang leaders? Because this is who we have to transform. Our students are already on the spiritual journey. It's the rest of the world that we have to help. So the first thing all of us have to do is to develop our da'ai. The second thing is something I learned from Master Shah. If you watch Master Shah, he asks you, what do you want? And then he helps you to accomplish it. Fulfill everybody's dream. Everybody has a deep desire in their heart for transforming the world. Find out What is that? What is their deep desire? Find out why people come to your events. You know, we spend time at all of our events. We ask people, what brought you here today? And then we tailor the event to their needs. I ask students, what do you really want to do with soul healing? I asked Renee Protasio, who started the vet programs. I said to him, he drove me around the island one day for 5 hours, showing me all the bases. I said to him at the end of the day, but what is it that you, what do you really want to do? What do you want to do with soul healing? And he said, I want to help vets with PTSD. This is what I want. And I've already started. And he told me all the programs he's called, all the emails and letters he's written. I asked Akara, what do you want? And she said, I want to live an active, pain-free life. I want to be able to surf and ski and do all the things she does and hike. I asked Patrick Sr. one day, he was getting ready to leave the center and frustrated, and he was leaving the center, the mission. I said to him, but just tell me, what do you want? What is it that you want to do? And he shared with me that he wanted to be able to bring love, peace, and harmony to assisted living, and that for him, his greatest joy would be just to see a slight smile or just a bit of recognition in the eyes of someone who is elderly and ambulatory. Because with that, he will know that they've been touched, that love, peace, and harmony has really reached them. I asked a student about 2 weeks ago, and she said, what brought you back? Because she come and gone a couple of times. I said to her, what brought you back? She said, I wanted to heal my husband. I hear everyone talk about they offer divine healing hands, and, you know, this miracle happens. I want my husband to have a miracle. He has a kidney condition. I want to heal his kidney condition so he does not have to go into surgery 4 times a year. We're working with somebody now. He's dying. He was a Vietnam vet. Whole body is affected by Agent Orange. Every organ, every system is shutting down. But he wants to go home to die. He doesn't want to die in the hospital. So what I've learned from Master Shah is you embrace their idea, whatever it is. You don't judge it, you embrace it. And then you go beyond helping them to fulfill their dream. You make their dream your dream. Because when you make their dream your dream, you will do anything to help them, to help their dream come true. The next thing that Master Shah does is he makes everybody shine. So I asked the team here, I asked Patrick Sr., Patrick, how are things going at Oahu Care? Are you ready to expand? Are you ready to take this to a second facility? Is your team ready? Have you trained them? How many teams could you hold? And what do you need? And he said nothing. I said, okay, then maybe I just come and I join you for one of your sessions so I can see. And I was astonished by what I saw. The love that they give. People are ambulatory. It means that they cannot speak. They may not even be able to feed themselves. So they're not getting anything, really. The Divine Giving Hands of Healers and the students who go, they're not receiving, there's no applause, there's no thank you, yet they give so much love to every person, one by one. They go to them, they sing to them. It's very moving. And so whatever people say that they want to do, if I can help them, I help them. If I can't, I ask the community. I ask the community, who knows about XYZ? Who knows how about a girls program for girls coming out of juvenile detention, which is sort of the first level of prison, of the prison system here? Who knows about organizations that are doing fundraisers with silent auction? Just put it out to the community. We give them blessings. We give them treasures, teachings. We guide them. We give them time. They need our time. They need to talk about their events. They need to talk about what they're doing and how, and then they need our guidance, a flow. Sometimes they just need to learn how to use flows or how to use divine guidance. We create committees for them, subcommittees. We send divine orders, assign mentors. Most of the time, all they need is just a little bit of da'ai and a little bit of time. And when you do this, their hearts open and they are committed to the mission. I know Renee, I know Akara, and some of the others. Their hearts are in the mission. They will not, they are so committed to the mission. They will do anything, anything for the mission, anything for Master Shah, anything for the center. Next, we treat everyone as a teacher. If you watch Master Shah on stage, he asks people, what do you do? What do you do? Master Shah has learned, and he wants us to learn, that everyone has a perspective, everyone has a worldview, everyone has experiences and knowledge that we need in the mission so that the mission can connect with all souls. So everyone he asks, what do you do? What's your training? Did you go to the university? Do you have a degree? What kind of work do you do? Then he wants to learn from them and he wants to give them an opportunity to shine. So he says, share. We give you time. And then he asks Master Cynthia, Master Francisco, ask them to share their knowledge, their wisdom, their worldview. He always says we can learn from everyone. And what this does is that it accelerates that person's purification, meaning it opens their heart, it purifies their heart. It's not enough to open our hearts. We have to have pure hearts, a clear and transparent hearts, and enlightened souls. So when he asks people to come and share their knowledge, their wisdom, their worldview, he's helping them to purify their heart. We need to do the same. And then they join his team and they're eager. And so he gives them a task. He makes them a part of the team, creates a project for them. And that's what we do in Hawaii. So we created the Divine Healing Hands Buddies. We've got the silent auctions going for Tao Calligraphy. We have the Love, Peace, Harmony Community Outreach, and they're going to be putting up Tao Calligraphy in public buildings like the State Capitol and City Hall. Whatever it, their talent, their skill, we just create something around it for them so they can be part of the team and so they can shine. because they have abilities we don't have. And even though it may not be part of our business plan or part of, you know, whatever we're doing, we need them. We need their talent. We need them as team members. In time, they will develop into powerful healers and teachers. And they will help us to grow the mission. I see this over and over again. You know, Joanne Tachibana, her husband, Craig Tachibana, he was an artist and very connected to Master Sha. And Joanne was mostly supporting Craig. And for years, you know, she was on the periphery. And I heard her speak not too long ago at the Tao Soul Communicator class. And she talked about how they received karma cleansing from Master Sha and how life-saving and life-transforming that was for both of them. It changed the trajectory of their lives. And she was so grateful. She never really knew how to express it. And through the commendation to all of the different branches of government, she's connected. She works in City Hall. She knows the government here. She knows the ins and outs of these commendations. This is how she thinks, Master Sha. So she's always coming, oh, you know, we've done this and this, but we still have the Senate, we still have this, we still have Congress, we have that we can get. And I just need a little bit of your time, and then I can put together something, a proposal, and submit it. None of us know how to do this. She does. And in the process of doing all this, she's becoming a very powerful soul communicator and very powerful healer. This is Master Sha's wisdom. You hold on to everybody. Find a way. You give them. You learn from them. You make them shine. You make them part of the team. Hold on to them. And the real key is to care more about their soul journey than you care about yours. When they see that you will do whatever it takes for their spiritual journey, this is when they will open their hearts to you. It's not easy to open the heart to someone. Just because you're a divine channel does not mean they're going to open their hearts to you. They carry a lot of pain. Everybody carries a lot of pain. I have to know I can trust you with my pain. They have to know they can trust you with their pain. They have to know that if they open their hearts, you're not going to turn around and run away. Master Sha doesn't run away from our pain. He stays with us. This is why we will do anything for him. This is what he shows us every time he calls a top teacher and has readings done for them, and then he doesn't just let you sit in that pain. He transforms that pain. He gives you the love that you need, the da'ai that you need to transform that pain. We have to do the same. And when you do this, you will be astonished. You will have loyal, committed Baoyan Shouyi students who come to every workshop, whose biggest issue is that they cannot afford to come to every workshop every weekend, but they want to be there. who offer unconditional service. You know, we have people come to the center on Friday night sometimes. We have Divine Healing Hands, Practicum, or we may not even have a program. We may just have the Divine Channels meeting. And they show up. Is there anything we can do? Can I shred? Can I do this? Can I do that? Well, I was just hoping I could process a payment. They come because this is where they feel loved. This is where they want to be. They're in pain. They want relief from the pain. You know, we recently did a Tao calligraphy art exhibit and gift store. And this was not a planned event. It was something that we decided to do in Sonoma. And 4 weeks later, we were holding a Tao calligraphy art exhibit and gift store. So this was on top of events that we already had going on. You know, the students volunteered. They came and they told me, we were doing the Tao Soul Communicator, and Master Elena, Master Patrick, and the team were at the hotel. And they said, there was so much love. No competition, no friction. And so everything was smooth. It was joyful. It was effortless. And it showed in the photographs. As soon as I saw the photographs, as soon as we got the text with the photographs from Master Patrick, I knew it. I could see we were Bao Yuan Shoui. We had aligned. Our visions had aligned. The team had aligned. And you could feel the love. I knew that day was going to be successful because you could see it. You could feel it in the photographs. The students come. They clean bathrooms. They wash floors. They take out trash. They paint the halls. They do landscaping, flower arrangements. They set up. They tear down. They learn to use the point of sale, you know, even though, you know, for some people it's a challenging system. They I don't know how many people have learned to run the cameras at the center, but every time I look up, there's somebody else sitting at the camera. They are now, we have multiple webcast teams, so we can actually do multiple events and have different webcast teams. And they're willing to travel. We had 50-some people, or close to 50 people who were in San Diego and close to 50 people who went to Sonoma to be with Master Shah, support Master Shah, to support the center. And because they trusted us when we said, these events are important for your spiritual journey. And so they made it happen. They cleared their blockages. Community outreach. So how does this translate to community outreach? What happens is pretty much I ask people, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with Soul Healing? So Katie said she wants to, you know, she has a strong commitment with children and kids. So she started a group on the beach. Renee wanted to work with vets at PTSD. So I taught him a few things. I'm going to share with you, you know, what we teach everybody. But what's happened now is he's done all the research. And now we're looking at the possibility of actually doing, we could actually be doing 5 or 6 or up to 7 programs with vets. We just don't have enough people right now to do that. Because he, like all of us, has to have a regular source of income. So he's working with vets in different locations, with the counselors. So right now we are at a place called West Oahu Veterans Center. It's owned by the VA. It's not a VA hospital. It's a branch. It's in the community. And he has a meditation group. But we presented the two of us presented to three other vet groups there. We actually are teaching them Wong Our Home. The reason we're teaching them Wong Our Home is because they need something that they can immediately feel transformation. They need something that will open their hearts, something that will heal them. But we cannot go into the VA and say, oh, we're here to heal you. So we talk about meditation. There, I can't remember the name of the person there, but he is connected with us the last time we were there, and he said that this is a good time for us to connect with the active active duty bases that are here on the island, because they're looking. They're looking for programs to help the soldiers who are have been trained to do combat. But the president has pulled a lot of the active duty soldiers, pulled them back to the bases. So they're looking for programs to help the vets so they don't get themselves into trouble. So they channel that energy in a way that is constructive rather than destructive. He's also started a group at the Veterans Treatment Court. It's part of the first circuit court here in Honolulu. It helps veterans who are actually out in the community, but they have drug issues, alcohol issues, domestic violence issues. So they have a program for them, and now they've added the Soul Healing Group to that program. So that was what Renee did. Elizabeth Reevely, I said to her, you know, I think I've heard Master Shah talk about prisons. I said, okay, well, maybe we should be going into prison. So I asked her if she knew anybody, and she introduced us to the director of LAP, which is Life After Prison, a transition home for felons. These are hardcore convicts in Hawaii. And this man actually was in charge. He was the leader of the largest gang in Hawaii. And introduced us to him. We met with him, but they're not, he's looking for something, I think he's looking for something that has more structure to it than what we have. Recently, we were given the opportunity to go actually into the largest correctional facility on the island, but I actually turned them down. I said, you know, we're not ready. Our da'ai is not big enough, not yet. But she's working now with several directors of programs so that we can help young girls and women who are coming out of prison. This, we can, our da'ai is big enough to help them. And from there, we can, you know, that'll help us to open our hearts, and it'll help us to understand the needs. What are their needs? What is it that they, what is it, what is their dream, and how can we help them? We have Akara who introduced us. She introduced us. She set up a meeting with the founder of the ALS, Ohana. ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease, where slowly the muscles atrophy, and people go from being very active to literally being bedridden and unable to do anything for themselves. So she set up the meeting so we could talk with him about the possibility of supporting their members with soul healing. But instead, what he asked us about was, could we put together a program to help them families after their loved one transitions? He said there's lots of support when the loved one is still alive. There's all kinds of support from the medical community. But once the person transitions, there's no one there to support you, no one to help you to deal with the loss. And in his own words, he said, you know, the best of the family members comes up in a situation like this, and the worst of the family members comes up. Karma. Good karma comes up, bad karma comes up. so much hurt that has been created among them, and they want help. They want help to transform this, and they're hoping we can do that. We have a student, Kalehi, who arranged a meeting with the assistant director of a program called Hope Lodge. It's a residential home for those who come to the island from other islands to receive cancer treatment. It's a beautiful facility. And we talked to them about bringing a Divine Healing Hands healing group there, a healing circle. All we would do is come for an hour and literally create a healing circle. They're waiting for us now to put together a proposal. What would this look like for their director? We met him at the end, and that's what they need. She helped the woman, the assistant director. The woman has Bell's palsy, and she offered the woman Divine Healing Hands blessings. She's known her for 25 years, I think, or 26 years. And within 2 weeks, the Bell's palsy was gone. She has no signs of Bell's palsy. So when Kavehi called her, she was really open to at least hearing us. And if the decision had been hers, we would have already started a program there. But it's, we have to go through the director, and it's a brand new program. It's a huge budget, lots of high visibility, so he's wanting a very structured proposal. So Kavehi also introduced us to a kahuna, a very well-known kahuna, very well, very highly regarded kahuna. Very well known as a healer here on the island. And they brought us into the hospital. They asked us to bring in a healing circle to the hospital room of a very well-known musician and singer here on the island. He's dying. Body's been affected by Agent Orange. And he's the one, he wants to be able to go home to die. Doesn't want to die in the hospital. So the first thing that I asked, he cannot speak, you know, he's on life support. I asked his wife, what would you like? What would you like to receive a blessing for? What would he like to receive a blessing for? And they said, the doctors told us that if he can breathe on his own, then he can go home. Okay, we offered Divine Healing Hands blessings. Next day, went back to drop off some books. She told me. He's breathing on his own. We were there yesterday, and I asked her. He was sitting up. His color is better. They have books. We gifted them a calligraphy. They created a field. You can feel the field in that room now. And he's sitting up. His color is better. All the bruises on his arms are gone because the circulation is better. And she said, he has to be able to eat on his own before he can go home, okay? Gave him a blessing for his digestive system, his metal element. So we'll follow up today to see, how's he doing? Is he able to eat solid food? No promises of miracle healing. Just help them to help him to fulfill his dream of dying at home. And out of this program, out of this hospital visit, what will probably happen is we'll probably create some workshops and a program for bringing Divine Healing Hands into the hospitals. We'll start to ask, who knows anybody in hospitals, who, you know, Hawaii is easy because people, everyone knows everyone. But the same approach you can use in your own communities. And we'll see what we can do. We have three people in two divine channels and the student, Kavehi. All three of them have been through the loss of a husband, a father, a family member, through that long, agonizing, watching somebody literally die, you know, before them. So they understand the pain. Now they have the tool to be able to help them because no one was able to help them. So Master Aliona asked a question, which is, do people do these projects? No, no. They're doing these projects. We're doing these projects outside of the center. This is out in the community. We're looking to go out into the community. We have participated in Forgiveness Project, and we're going to be doing some more things with them. The Forgiveness Project is a global nonprofit. They share their experiences of healing and transformation through forgiveness. And again, Elizabeth Reevely, she is very active in the Forgiveness Project in Hawaii. So she invited us to their monthly meeting where we presented the Forgiveness Practice for Humanity and the Tao calligraphies. And that's actually where we met the kahuna, but then Kavehi knew him, and she's the one that said, you have to do this. You have to try this. You have to come to the center. So we're now probably going to, we actually are going to be exhibiting. They have an annual Day of Forgiveness that they hold in August. And this year they'll be holding a presentation, and I think the entire event will be held at City Hall. And so they're going to have exhibits. They'll have symbols of peace. And one of those will be Master Sha's Da'ai calligraphy. It will be on display at City Hall. And it will be part of this. And we'll probably have, Master Elena will probably be asked to submit one or more of her calligraphies for, I guess they have a fundraiser that will be part of that. We're using, we have a team now who is connecting with organizations that are doing fundraisers, that do big fundraisers, big fundraisers, that get media coverage. A lot of these have silent auctions, and the committee is connecting with them. We want to gift them a Tao calligraphy. We'll frame it. We'll give them a calligraphy, and because we know, when we check guidance, we know how much they'll be able to raise with that calligraphy. It'll give us visibility among a community of people who know art, who have the money, who can understand, probably have traveled and understand the power of calligraphy. And so that's what they're working on. I already talked to you about the Tao calligraphy, but I'll just repeat it. Joanne is spearheading a committee that's going to be displaying. We're going to display Tao calligraphy at the state capitol. And now with Master Sha's appointment, we'll be able to actually make it a very, very powerful exhibit. So what do we do with... when someone comes to us and they have, they tell us what they want to do. So they want to, you know, work with children. They want to work with, so they need to do all the legwork. This is really their program. But we teach them. First thing we teach them, you need a committee. A one-person committee doesn't work. This is Hawaii. Everything's communal. But this is true in your communities as well. One person trying to do something is like riding your bicycle in sand. You move forward, but you sink more quickly than you move forward. You're expending all this energy, but you're not making much progress. You know, two people is like riding a bicycle or driving a car, but you know the wheels are not, they're not quite, you know, round. It's like having a flat tire. You're thumping. You're moving forward, but there's a thump. You know, it's not smooth. Three people is the magic number. Three people, three hearts join as one. You can cut gold. When that happens, it's amazing. Committee after committee after committee. In some committees, three people is not enough. We have one committee now, five people. See if that'll shift that program. Because three is not enough. Not enough. They still cannot get momentum. But most committees, all they need is three people. And then there's this incredible momentum that it's hard to, you know, then we have the issue of not enough people. So first, form a committee. Find three people that are going to align with you, that want to do this. Then we have the authority. And I don't know at this point if new divine channels have this authority, but certainly anybody who was certified before last summer, you had the authority to send divine orders. You send a divine order to create a committee for them. You align that committee with the Shen Qi Jing committees. You make it a subcommittee or a sub-subcommittee. You know, whatever it is, send an order. Heaven creates a committee for them, supports them. And, you know, when Heaven creates a committee for them, it also creates an army for them. And when you have Heaven's support, so much can happen. But they have to align with Heaven. They have to know that the mission is the embodiment. We are the representation of Heaven on Mother Earth. So for everything, they have to do the four key questions. They have to ask, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of this call? What is the purpose of this email? What is the purpose of this program? What is the purpose? This is Heaven. The answer, the flow, will be Heaven's vision. What is it that they want you to accomplish? Do they want you to open people's hearts? Do they want you to awaken them to divine healing? What does Heaven want you to do? And this is an important question. At the end, you do a rating. You know, did you accomplish Heaven's task? How well did you accomplish Heaven's task? And we have momentum at the center in San Francisco. Everything is done this way. Everything. Everything's done through committees. Everything's done through the four questions. First question we ask you is, you know, did you do the flows? Did you do the four questions? Second question, what is the message? What are the words that you need to use that will touch somebody's heart? That will connect, awaken their soul. Because our task is to awaken their soul so that they advance on the spiritual journey. And Master Shah's one sentence secrets do that. The minute the soul hears those one sentence secrets, the soul goes into the boss position and immediately they're aligned. They're aligned internally, soul, heart, mind, body. And they're aligned with Heaven. It's that powerful. Those one sentence secrets are that powerful. And you just keep repeating the message. What does Master Shah do? He keeps repeating the message. Why? To awaken us. We keep falling asleep. He's awaking us. Wake up, wake up, wake up. We do the same. You know, I did this with Renee before we went into the last before the holidays, you know, we went to do the session with the vets, Vietnam vets. And I told them, I explained all this to him. And he remembered. He just kept repeating, we have no agenda. We're simply here to offer you our greatest love. And at the end, you could see that they heard him. They heard him. They all wanted to shake his hand. They all just had this connection with him. Why? He was using Master Shah's words to open their hearts. Third question, what is the look and feel? Many people who have done graphics know that this refers to the colors and the layout. But this is where you receive the flow. What will the flow of the evening be? What will the flow of the vet groups be? You know, we went to do this Vietnam vets group, and I asked, I said, Renee, I'm sorry, I cannot get out of the car. We haven't done flows. I don't know what we're going to do. There's no sense in opening the door. So we sat in the parking lot and literally did flows in the parking lot. And then we went in, and the flows said to change. He's already doing meditation there. But the flows said to do Wong Er Hom. We came into the room. There were 12 vets. You know, these guys are in their 60s, and they're just trying to get by in life. They have so much physical pain, so much emotional pain. They're sitting there. Their arms are closed. They're not even looking at us. You know, but once they started to do Wong Er Hom, the whole room shifted. And as a result of that, they invited us to present at other groups. That's the power of the flows. We were there. We were, bring the books, bring the, you know, forgiveness practice. None of that would have worked there. Heaven told us exactly what we needed to do, what we needed to say, what we needed to do. They invited us back. We're regulars now. We have a regular half hour in their group now. What is the tone? Some phone calls, some events, some workshops. The tone is one of compassion. The tone is one of love. The tone is one of joyfulness. Heaven will tell you. What is the appropriate tone for this event? And it's amazing, but if you just have that in your mind, it's amazing how heaven just helps you to accomplish that. We give them blessings. I've asked the Divine Channels to put the names of the committees, especially if a committee is having problems. We put the name of the committee, we put the names of the committee members on a piece of paper. At the top, we put a special request for special blessing, and then we put what blessings we want. We're asking heaven to offer them. We put this on our altars. Every day we read it in the morning. Every day we read it again at night, and we thank heaven for whatever blessings they received. We offer them blessings. We offer them blessings through our Divine Healing Hands. We offer them blessings. All of us have to learn to write calligraphy. 10 minutes for this committee, 10 minutes for this divine channel, 10 minutes for this other person. So you're using your practice time to offer blessings. You're serving others. You will learn calligraphy much faster than trying to learn it for yourself. We offer them teachings. We give them our time. You know, it's an hour and a half one way up to Oahu, or up to the West Oahu Vet Center, an hour coming back to be in the room for half an hour. Two and a half an hour round trip. But we're touching people's lives. Eventually, one or two or three of those vets will have a very profound experience, and he will let the others know, and will be able to help more. Because they all they're doing is containing their pain. They have no way of transforming the horrors that they've seen, that they've experienced. And we're not even dealing with people who have lost, you know, a hand, foot, a leg, an arm. We're not dealing with people who have traumatic brain injury. These are men who are whole, still physically whole, but emotionally they're devastated. We can help one or two if we've opened the door to be able to help more. We give them guidance. Have you tried this practice? Have you done that practice? You do a flow for them. We assign a mentor, somebody, a divine channel who can guide them. When there's issues, they have someone they can turn to. And when you do this for them, there's nothing that they will not do for you, for the center, for the community. Because when they come back and they see, when they hear, I'll just use the example of Renee. He went to the courthouse and he's part of the mentoring program that they have there at the treatment court. And he approached the director for the program, Dr. Margaret Mendoza. And he said, you know, I'm doing the meditation groups at the West Oahu Vet Center. And she said, well, what kind of meditation do you do? And he said, well, it's based on Master Shah's teachings. She said, I saw Master Shah. I saw it's amazing. It's remarkable. She said, it's remarkable. He's doing remarkable work. And Renee said, I'm one of his students. And she said, can you help us? And so he came back, he was all excited. She started to cry, actually, because the possibilities. She understood the possibilities. So Renee came back, I said to him, have you done the four questions? No. And I said, okay, you've got to do the four questions. Otherwise, you know, you have to write her an email telling her, giving her more information. But what are you going to say? He wrote the four questions. He wrote the four questions, then he turned around, used the language in the flows, wrote the email, sent it to her. Within 24 hours, she said, you need to come before Christmas. So what about the 23rd? This was, I think, the 20th. And she was like, okay, what about the 23rd? The 23rd is the last session before we close for the holidays. It's that powerful. Then he went there. I couldn't go. I was huge karma attack, and Master Maya and Master Shao, through his calligraphy, were able to help me. So I couldn't go. He went. They did Wang Ar Hong. They had 18 men there. And then one of them afterwards went to talk to Renee. Renee said, you know, I can help you. The man said he had a very strong headache. He'd had it for days. Offered him divine healing hands. Instantly, the headache was gone. You know, when he came that night for the holiday party, the joy in Renee, being able to help somebody. When they do this, when our students go out and they are in the community, not at the center, but in the community, and they see what is possible, how our programs, our practices can help somebody. They develop conviction for what we have to offer. All those questions about, well, you know, is the world ready for this? The world needs what we have to offer. The world wants what we have to offer. Nothing stops them. Nothing is stopping Renee now. He's just connecting with programs everywhere. The question is, you know, how can we support all of these? And that's a great problem to have. It's a great problem to have. So this is my presentation. I'm happy to answer questions. If you put them onto the Skype, I can try unmuting the line. Let me see. I have to find the instructions. Okay, I found them.
Unmuted.
Okay, so the line's open. If you have a question, please, I'm happy to take your question.
Sure, Mommy. It's O-F, not O-F. It's O-F.
Okay. No questions?
Born O-F, Mommy?
Okay.
Oh, the
answer.
Yeah.
Muted.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like anyone has questions. So if that's the case, Master Jaylene, can you think about our communities and ask questions? Can we? Yes, of course. Anytime. Okay, so. I would like to offer you a blessing. So make a request. Everyone, it has been my honor to be with you. I hope this has been helpful. If you have questions, need anything, I will send a PowerPoint out to you. I just need to check it one more time because I'm dyslexic, so often there are typos in my document. But I want to give you a typo-free document. So I'll be happy to send this to you. And if you have any questions, it will be my honor to help you, to support you to the best of my ability. Love you, everyone. I'll open the line so we can say goodbye.
This call has been recorded.